Marking a major consolidation in the e-commerce enablement industry, ShipRocket has agreed to acquire PIC for around $200 million in a mix of cash and stock deal, a top executive told VC Circle and NBSP. And what we would have built in a longer period of time, we can now do it quickly with this acquisition. The founders of PIC will stay. We have barely scratched the surface and they will continue building along with us, and Sa'al Goyal, co-founder and chief executive officer of ShipRocket, said in an interaction. And NBSP. And one of the main advantages of acquiring PIC is that their combined data pool will lead to warehouse optimization, consumer intelligence and conversion optimization. This acquisition will also help shipping partners to align strategically and engage more closely with the combined entity to create more value in last-mile logistics for the 75,000 merchant base, Goyal added. And NBSP. Gaurav Mangla, co-founder of PIC, said that the company had two more offers apart from ShipRocket and Squo's, one of which was from a private equity fund. And NBSP. And taking the PE offer would have meant that the rat race with ShipRocket to chase the same set of customers would have continued, leading to more cash burn and depleting gross margins, he noted. And NBSP. PIC and Squo's investors, which held around 50% stake in the company, according to a person close to the development, have made handsome returns. And NBSP. Angel investors of the logistics startup have made more than 100 times and its Series A investors have made more than 20 times. PIC and Squo's Series B investors walked home with 4 to 5 times returns in less than a year, he added. And NBSP. Founded in 2015 by Mangla, Reitemann Majumdar, and Ankit Kaushik, PIC raised $12 million in a Series B funding round led by EFL, Amicus Capital and Ananta Capital in August last year. Existing investors Omidyar Network India and Guild Capital also participated in that round. And NBSP. For ShipRocket, PIC is its fourth acquisition this year. The third-party logistics or 3PL player earlier acquired Glaukos, Rocketbox, and Wigzo. And NBSP. ShipRocket and Squo's Goyal said that the company will continue to look at inorganic growth opportunities in the post-purchase category that includes customer services, shipping, packaging, returns and refunds. He added that the company has enough cash reserves without specifying a number and that most of them are reserved for acquisitions. And NBSP. Goyal also sought to dismiss the perception that it is looking to take on the big players of the logistics space such as Delivery and Spressbees, who are also its partners. And NBSP. And we are an operating system which means that we build all of this technology which anyone can plug into. Our vision is to partner with people and build this operating system. We ourselves will not get into ground logistics. That is not on the table. When we are working with our 3PL, third-party logistics, partners, there is no feeling of competition. Fundamentally, we are two different companies. Just like there is a big difference between being a bank and a payment gateway, Goyal added. And NBSP. ShipRocket, according to its founders, will not engage in any fundraising at the moment. And NBSP. And we have been opportunistic about our fundraising. If the business requires capital, then we will do it, and Goyal said. And NBSP. In December last year, ShipRocket signed definitive agreements to raise $185 million, 1,380 crore rupees, as part of its Series E funding round co-led by Zomato Limited, Temasek Holdings and Lightrock India. And NBSP. Goyal did not disclose the latest financials of the company but said that ShipRocket and Squo's core business is profitable. The company clocked a revenue of 364 crore in fiscal 2020-21 from 161 crore in the previous financial year, according to VKEJ, the data and intelligence platform of VC Circle. It posted a net profit of 12.4 crore during the period as compared to 10 crore during the same period the previous fiscal. And NBSP. A person close to the development said that the company ended fiscal 2021-22 at a revenue of 625 rupees crore. And NBSP. Shiprocket had also entered the international market last year with its entry into Saudi Arabia. And NBSP. And Ultquo, we have launched the first version, just the tech layer for now in Saudi Arabia. It is a small unit but it has got good legs, and Ruquo, said Goyal. The company does not plan to enter new regions in the international market this year as it wants to focus on the domestic market. And Ultquo, we will definitely be a global company in 10 years though, and Ruquo, he added. Notably, the company recently launched cross-border offerings to allow people to move goods outside India. And NBSP,